buyers, renters, and freeloaders, turning revolving door romance into lasting love by Willard F. Harley, Jr. This book is read by the author. Originally published by Baker Publishing Group in English as Buyers, Renters, and Freeloaders, Turning Revolving Door Romance into Lasting Love. Copyright 2002 by Willard F. Harley, Jr. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. Looking for Lasting Love? Have you ever been in love? If so, you know how great it feels to love and be loved by someone. When a romantic relationship is on track, you never want it to end. But as you probably noticed, it's hard to keep one on track. After starting out as terrific, your romantic relationships may have turned terrible or even terrifying, leaving you wondering what happened. If that's been your experience, you're not alone. Most romantic relationships end up that way. You've probably asked yourself the question, why? What makes my romantic relationships go from great to gone? You may think that you just haven't found the right match yet, and that it's only a matter of time before the right one comes along. But I have another explanation, one that has helped keep thousands of romantic relationships on track for life. If you've come to a point where you're tired of revolving door romance and want to create one romantic relationship that remains passionate and fulfilling for the rest of your life, this book is definitely for you. But even if you're not quite to that point, this book will help you understand the ups and downs of your current romantic relationship and help you accurately predict its future. Before we go any further, let's define the most important term used in this book, romantic relationship. A romantic relationship consists of two people in love who meet each other's emotional needs for intimacy. My definition is admittedly narrow. Some people may believe that they're in a romantic relationship, yet they're not in love with each other. Others may feel that a romantic relationship doesn't have to meet their emotional needs for intimacy. But from my perspective, people are not in a truly romantic relationship unless they're in love and meet each other's needs for intimacy. Intimate needs are among the most important emotional needs we have in life. Affection, intimate conversation, sexual fulfillment, and admiration are just a few examples of these important needs. We can't meet any of them by ourselves. They can only be met by someone else, and not by just anyone else. Only someone we love and who loves us can meet these needs in a way that is completely fulfilling. In other words, we're wired to be in a romantic relationship, and when we're not, we feel that something's missing. That's why we find a romantic relationship so compelling. We need it. Over the years, I've written several books that explain how intimate emotional needs should be met in a romantic relationship. The most popular of these books is His Needs, Her Needs, where I show couples how they can identify each other's intimate needs and then become experts at meeting them. If you're not sure how to meet someone's intimate emotional needs in a romantic relationship, you'll find that book valuable reading. In this book, however, I'll assume that you already know how to meet emotional needs in a relationship with someone you love who also loves you. What may still be a mystery to you, though, is how to keep a great romantic relationship from turning into a disaster. If you could figure that out, your revolving door romances would finally end. You could stop wasting your time and energy replacing one disappointing relationship with another. You'd finally have that one that would last a lifetime. I've been married to my wife, Joyce, for 40 years, and our love for each other is as strong and passionate today as it was when we first married. In the beginning, I really didn't know what made our relationship work so well. I had to spend a few years counseling those whose relationships were failing before I was able to clearly see what Joyce and I did, and still do, that made and kept us such passionate lovers. Now, as I look back on the rocky beginnings of our dating relationship, it all makes sense to me. But back then, my relationships with Joyce and everyone else I dated seemed like a frightening roller coaster ride where I had no control. Dumb luck seemed to rule. How else could someone be crazy about me one day and loathe me the next?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?